Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Chagiga. Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. In this Mishnah, we're going to see Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach two more milas that Kodesh has over Truma. Eichlin, it's okay to eat Achalim Neguvim, dried food, B'yadayim Mesayavis, with hands that are Tame, Batruma, together with Truma. I will like Bakodesh. Here's how the Batanur explains it. My hands are Tame. Somebody comes along, and he wants to give me Hegdish meat. And he's putting it into my mouth with his hands. His hands are tar. So I'm the eater. My hands are tame. But someone's putting the food into my mouth without me having to touch it. And his hands are tar. Or perhaps I myself am putting the hegdish wood into my mouth. But I'm using some type of, I don't want to say chopsticks. But some type of something. I'm holding on to it. So I don't have to touch it. A fork, a little pointy something. But I'm not touching the food. Now, I also want to eat some radish or perhaps an onion. The radish or the onion is chulin. I want to put that into my mouth together with the hegdish that's in my mouth. Really, it shouldn't be a problem. Because if my hands are a sheni latum, what happens when a sheni touches chulin food? If you remember from the previous Mishnah, the answer is nothing. A rishin latum can be metama oichlin amashkin of chulin. But a sheni is the last stop for chulin. There's no shlishi by chulin. So if my hands are a sheni and it touches chulin, what happens to that chulin? And the answer is nothing. So what's wrong with that chulin touching the hegdish that's in my mouth? And the answer is, although technically you're right, but the Rabbanim made a gzeda not to eat chulin that was touched by a sheni together with hegdish. See, what I'm scared of is sometimes when someone gets like a little too excited over his food, he forgets himself. He may like push in the radish or the onion into his mouth, not realizing that he's now touching the kodesh, the hegdish food that's in his mouth. When it comes to truma, even though if a sheni touches truma, the truma does become pasul, because by a truma there is a shlishi, but Chazal didn't give us this chumra. They said if somehow you can get the truma into your mouth without touching it, there's no problem with taking an onion, which is chulin, and putting it into your mouth. We're not scared. You're going to forget and touch the truma in your mouth. Now why are we saying the food is dry? Explains about Tanura, if there was mashkin on this food, what happens is the liquid becomes a rishon. That's a gzeira the Chazal made. Now, if the mashkin becomes a rishon, because my hands, which are a sheni latum, is going to be metama the mashkin, that mashkin is going to turn around and be metama the chulin, or at least pasul the chulin, because a rishon does turn chulin into a sheni. And when that chulin, which is a sheni, touches the truma in my mouth, what's going to happen to the truma? It becomes a shlishi, and it's going to pasul it. So again, oichlin, it's mutter to eat, achalim neguvim, dry food, b'yadayim esavos, with hands that are tummy, the hands are a sheni latum. But truma, avaloi b'kaidish. If someone is putting the truma into my mouth, or putting the kaidish into my mouth, so I don't have to touch it, I can eat along, let's say, some onions, or some radish that is chulin, which I put into my mouth, if it's truma, but not kaidish. I'm not scared. I'm going to forget, and my fingers, which are a sheni latum, are going to touch the truma as I push the radish into my mouth. But there is such a concern if there's kodesh into my mouth. And why does it say dry? Because if there was mashka on it, the mashka would become a rishon latuma, and that mashka would turn the chulin into a sheni, which in turn would passel the truma in my mouth. Vaitres like the Mishnah. This is the 11th mile that hegdish has over truma. Ha'oinein and oinein, we'll soon explain what an oinin is. Umechusa kippurim. We'll soon explain what that is as well. Tzrich and tefillah require tefillah, lakaydesh, before they eat hegdish, havalai l'trum. What is an oinin? If someone lost, rachman al-etzlan, one of the seven relatives, that he's mechuyev to sit shiva for them, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, or a wife, chas v'shal. On the first day, he's called an oinin. Min ha-toira, he is an oinin until the sun sets, whether the mess was buried or not. Midrabanan, even the night afterwards, is included in his aninus, even though he was buried during the day. And for sure, as long as the mess wasn't buried, he has a din of an oinein. An oinein is not allowed to eat kachim. That's min hatayra. He's also not allowed to eat maaser sheni, like the pasuk says. Ve'yichalti ba'oini mimenu. However, it is mutter for an oinein to eat truma. That's learned from the pasuk. The Torah says that a zar can't eat truma, a non-kayin can't eat truma. But as long as he's a kayin, even if he's an oinein, he can eat truma. What is a mechusa kippurim? A mechusa kippurim refers to one of the four people that are tameh who have to bring a carbon when they complete their process for Tahara. That's a Ziva, a Yaldis, a Zav, and a Metzaida. They're called Mechasuri Kapara because, even though they already finished whatever they have to do to make themselves tar, and they tibble themselves, and the sun set, and they're allowed to eat truma once the sun sets, but they first have to be makrev certain karbonis before they can eat kachin. Now our Mishnah is telling us that both the Einin and the Mechusa Kippurim have to tibble themselves before they eat kaidash. The Einin, when his aninus is over, and the Mechusa Kippurim after he brings the new karbonis. Before he eats kaidash, he has to tibble himself midrabana. So it really turns out that a Mechusa Kippurim tibles himself twice. When he's finished the process of tahara, whatever he has to do to become tahar, he tibles himself before the sun sets. That's min hataira. And let's say the next day he brings his carbon chatas, he has to tibble himself again before he eats any hegdash. That's midrabana. What's the reason for this chumrah? Being that there was a time period that he wasn't allowed to eat kachim, Chazal were concerned that maybe, if you're not thinking about it, you're not so careful, and he could have become tummy. If you know you can eat kaidish at any time, you were on a special guard, you were very careful. If in your mind you knew you couldn't eat it, you kind of stayed away from it. So once again, Zakta Mishnah Ha'ainain, this is the person on the first day, Rahman al-Itzlan, and he's an Aval, or a Mechusa Kippurim, a person that finish the process of tahara, but he still has to bring a carbon before he eats kachim. Tzrich and tefillah. We say, wait, don't eat the hegdash yet. You have to first tivel yourself. But this is a chumrah only for kaidash, of a lila truma, but not for truma. Of course, in the case of an einin, he can eat the truma even while he's an einin. Because again, although he can't eat maiser sheni, he could eat truma. Okay, what we're going to do now is, we're going to do a chazara on all the 11 mailos that hegdash has over truma. You remember the first one? The first one is you can't tivel a keli tame in kelim that are tahar in order to be metayer them for kaidish. The second one, when it comes to kaidish, a keli that became tame from mashkin to mayin, even though only the outside of the keli came into contact with the tuma, the entire keli is tame, even what's inside. Again, that's only a chumra by hegdish. The third chumra was a person that carries midras hazav. That's something that hazav either leaned on, sat on, stepped on, for carrying it to become a Rishon Letoma, he is not supposed to carry Kaidash at the same time that he is carrying something that the Zav sat on, and so on. Even though he's not touching the Kaidash. Let's say I'm holding a towel that's Midras HaZav, and in my other hand, I'm carrying Hegdash, but I'm not touching the Hegdash. Well, you're not allowed to when it comes to Hegdash. The fourth Chumra was that the Begadim, the clothes of Kehanim that eat Truma, even though they're very careful to make sure they don't become tummy, so they should be able to eat their truma b'tahara, but when it comes to kaidish we're machmer, we say their begadim are considered midras hazav. The fifth chumra was, when it comes to kaidish we're machmer with many things in hilchas chatzitza. You remember what chatzitza is? It's when you table something, you have to make sure there's nothing in between the item and the water. Certain things may ikar adin are not a chatzitza, like a knot, if it's not too tight, so the water gets in. When it comes to kaidish, we're machmir. The sixth thing was, even though you were careful to watch a keli once it was finished and make sure it doesn't become tameh, when it comes to kaidish, that's not enough. We're scared that perhaps an amaretz came by before the keli was finished, and inadvertently some saliva fell on the keli, and after the keli was finished, the saliva is still there. Therefore, you would have to tivel it in a mikvah regardless. That's only a chumra when it comes to hegdish. The seventh chumra was, you have in a keli many pieces of kaidish, and something tummy touch one of the pieces. The keli connects all the pieces. It's as if everything becomes tummy. Again, a chumra only by hegdish. The eighth chumra was that by kaidish it goes up until a revi. Remember, the last stop for hegdish is a revi. Last stop for truma is shlishi, and the last stop for cholin is sheini. Ninth chumra is, when it comes to kaidish, if one of your hands become tummy, the second hand is tummy as well. It depends on the different circumstances, but basically there is such a chumra by hegdish where if one hand becomes tameh, the other hand becomes tameh. And finally, the last two milas that hegdish has over truma, which we learned in our Mishnah, and that is that it's asa to eat chulin if your hands are tameh. If you have hegdish in your mouth, not so when it comes to truma. And the last chumra was that an einin and a mechusa kippurim required tefillah before they eat kaidesh.